الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تبارك وتعالى في مقام آخر فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء مخ العبادة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected علماء کرام, brothers, friends, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مولانا introduced many علماء who are present in this محفل. And the greatest gift that Allah can grant to a community is ulama-e-kiram, awliya-e-kiram. And today to be seated in the midst of so many ulama is indeed a great sa'adat from Allah Rabbul Alameen. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. We can honor ulama-e-kiram. What the Muslim ummah requires is leadership. And Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al ulama'u sirajul ummah. That the ulama'i kiram of my ummah are a beacon of light. Ashabi kan nujum, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that my sahaba'i kiram are like the stars. When you need to travel in the olden days, they had no compass, they used the stars. So it was a source of guidance to reach your destination. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is drawing a comparison. Ashabi kan nujum. Al-ulama'u sirajul ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the status to the ulama'i kiram. So a shair said, par sabak sadaqat ki aur amanat ki. As I said, the Muslim ummah is looking for guidance. Who we could say is Amirul Mu'mineen of the entire Muslim world. If you take our country, Alhamdulillah, Amirul Mu'mineen. So, par sabak sadaqat ki aur amanat ki. Learn the lessons of honesty and truthfulness. Kaam liya jayega aap se imamat ki. Allah will take work from you as the responsible leader. So, dosto azizo, we must make dua. Hazrat Mirza Jani Janam Rahmatullah Alayhi, a very great alim of deen, one day asked his murids a question. If today Allah Ta'ala gives you an opportunity, and Allah Ta'ala says, my banda, ask me for a single dua and I'll grant it to you. So, what would your request be to Allah? The question he phrased to his murids. If Allah gives you an opportunity and Allah promised to accept your single dua, just one dua, what dua would you make to Bari Ta'ala? So each and every murid gave an answer. I will ask Allah for this, I will ask Allah for that. So one of the murid was very sharp. He said, Hadrat, aap Allah se kya mangenge? What would you ask Allah Rabbul Alameen? So Hazrat Mirza Janam Janam Rahmatullah Alayhi said, I will ask Allah to keep me in the company of the ulama-e-kiram. Another شاعر said, مسجد کو گرا دو، مندر کو گرا دو، سب کچھ کو گرا دو، لیکن کسی مسلمان کی دل کو مت گرانا، کیونکہ اس میں اللہ رہتے ہیں. Destroy everything. مسجد کو بھی گرا دو، مندر کو بھی گرا دو، سب کچھ کو گرا دو، destroy it. لیکن کسی مسلمان کا دل کو مت دکھانا، کیونکہ اس میں اللہ تعالیٰ رہتے ہیں. So دوستو عزیزو، the only way we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sitting in the khidmat of the awliya Allah, ulama kiram. May Allah ta'ala keep them in our midst for a very long time. There is no replacement of ulama kiram. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayh. You can see the void. Today you can replace furniture, you can replace cars, you can replace buildings. But you cannot replace ulama. So while Allah has given you and me the opportunity to benefit from them, as well said, ki motul alim, ek alim kam guzar jana, motul alam, is a passing away of a whole nation. So dosto azizo, today is a day of asking Allah ta'ala, khushi ka din aata hai, lekin khushi nahi hoti hai. Is it happening today, dosto azizo? Days of happiness come, but do we really feel happy within ourselves? That's a question. Khushi ka din aata hai, khushi nahi hoti hai. But something is missing, dosto azizo. What is the link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One is Kitabullah. This ummah has forgotten to read Quran-e-Kareem. We are reading namaz, alhamdulillah, nafil ibadat, alhamdulillah, Allah's zikr. But the real essence, talking to Bari Ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, this is lacking in the ummah. Our elders, alhamdulillah, our parents, grandparents, every day without fail, after Fajr Salah, you could read the Quran. They were sitting in that veranda on that chair, and reading, you can hear in every gully that you go, Quran is being read. It's gone. Today we got a cassette player, we got a CD player. What was the first word Allah asked you and me to do in the Quran? Iqra, read. So if this ummah needs guidance, then it's Kitabullah. If we come back to the Quran and Sunnah, hold steadfast onto the Quran and Sunnah. And one is Rijalullah. You have Kitabullah and you have Rijalullah. Who are the Rijalullah? Allah Ta'ala has given the task of leading the ummah forward is the awliya Allah and the ulama-i haqqani and rabbani. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said something very nice. When somebody said to him, Hazrat, you have written so many kitabs. So he said, you must have done a lot of research to write so many books. So Hazrat said, there's two words. Ek hai kutub, small, kaf, ta, ba. One is to study and research a book. And one is qutub with a big qaf. What does that mean? Whatever Allah gave to me, it was because of sitting in the company of the pious. You see, Raat Ki Rani is a beautiful flower. Most of the masajids had it growing in the front. We had it at home. After Maghrib, mashallah, what a beautiful fragrance. So whoever shall smell this beautiful Raat Ki Rani, mashallah, it gives a beautiful smell and fragrance. So isi tarah, if you sit in the company of the awliya Allah and ulama-i haqqani, tumhari dil Allah se lag jayega. Your heart will link up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see the ruhani fuyuz and barakat. Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullah ali, very great alim of deen. Ya Allahumma ja'alna min al-muflihin. Oh Allah, make us from amongst those who are successful. What is your desire and my desire? Allah is saying in the Quran, fariqun fil jannati wa fariqun fis sa'ir. A group of us will go into Jannat and a group of us is going to go to Jahannam. Everybody's desire and tamanna is to go into Jannat. So how do we reach Jannat? So, dosto azizo, drink the tablet of the sunnah. You need medication, you are sick, you need to get to a doctor, you need a booster. What is going to boost the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is drinking the tablet of the sunnah. You and I wear all branded clothing, watch, cars, everything branded. It must be from overseas. It must be imported. It's got value. So on the day of Qiyamah, when you're going to stand in the company of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم at حوض قوثر. Many of us will be thrown away from there, sent back. Because the farishtas will say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have no idea what your ummat or your ummati has done after your passing away. They discarded your sunnat. And what is the izaz and ikram of following the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dosto azizo? Allah will put love in the heart of pious people for you. If you can make izaz and respect the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first gift that Allah gives to you, Allah Ta'ala put loves, automatically love in the heart of pious people for you. One benefit. Number two, Allah Rabbul Alameen will put rob, fear, Allah will instill fear in the heart of the kuffar. If we are steadfast on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third gift Allah will give to you, Allah will grant you abundance of sustenance by upholding a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fourth gift Allah will give you, istiqamat fi deen. Just to uphold a sunnah. Can you imagine? Allah will put love for you in the heart of pious people. Allah will instill fear in the heart of the kuffar. Allah will increase your rizq abundantly. And number four, Allah will give you subat fil ilm. Allah will give you istiqamat. So we all desire to be minal muflihin. Allah must make us from amongst the successful. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, very great alim of deen, was making this dua when he started his bayan, ki, oh Allah, all we want is that our name must be in that list to whom you shall grant Jannat. May Allah grant all of us Jannatul Firdaus. So he gave a beautiful example. He said when Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was thrown into that well and he was brought to Egypt, very handsome, young, energetic. Allah Ta'ala had given the world's, half of the world's beauty to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. And if you want to make your child a good Hafizul Quran, first let him by heart Surah Yusuf. Insha'Allahul Aziz, if you want to make your child a good Hafizul Quran, let him start by hearting Surah Yusuf first. Ulama-i Kiram have written. The Mawlana Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullah alayhi says, when Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was brought to Egypt, everybody is now going rushing to bid for him, because they were sold him as a slave. So they had a marketplace where they would sell slaves. And obviously, the more handsome you are, the more stronger you are, the more you're going to get the price, or you're going to pay the price. So everybody is going to the marketplace, to the auction. So one old lady accompanies the group. Businessmen, big people are going. So one businessman said to this old lady, Ammi, where are you going? Where do you stand a chance to bid for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam? You have nothing with you. These are big merchants of Egypt. Where do you stand a chance? So subhanallah, see what answer that elderly lady said. She said, Beta, you have just no idea. I know I don't have the wealth and the capacity to bid for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. But I want on the day of Qiyamah that my name must be on that list that I saw a Nabi of Allah to be to come. That's what I want. Brother Mawlana Ahmad Lahori rahmatullah alayhi sallam, we also want our name on that list. Ki Allah Ta'ala grants us success. Allah Ta'ala grants us husni khatima. Dosto Azizo, the problem is, the gunas that we are making is unbelievable. Another great wali of Allah made this dua, Dosto Azizo, because guna, masiyat is the obstacle in our du'as not being accepted by Allah. So what a du'a he's making. Ke ay parwardigar, O Allah, mere un gunahon ko bakhsh do. Allah, forgive those sins of mine, jo meri du'aon ko kubul hone mein rukawat bani hui. Allah, forgive all those sins of mine, which is an obstacle in not letting my gunas being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those to us, we need to make dua sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sahabi comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice. Rasulullah said to him, Qul Rabbi Allah. Say Allah is one. A little while later, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a further advice. Ya Allah, Ya Allah's Rasul, brief, comprehensive nasiha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look after this tongue. So those two Azizo, you and I need to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our tawakkul has now, you know, come to that level that we have no tawakkul on Allah. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Habib is saying, if you need anything, ask Allah, فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ Need help, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How hypocritical we are. Hypocrites, some of us. What are we saying in Surah Fatiha every day? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ Oh Allah, thee and thee alone do I ask for help, and thee alone do I ask. I worship, O Allah, I worship only thee and thee alone, and I only ask you, O Allah. This tawakkul is gone out of the window. We have placed our trust on our wealth, our thinking, our knowledge, and we feel that we are safe. We have forgotten Allah Rabbul Alam. So the quicker we come back to practicals and basics, tawbah is necessary every moment of your life. What is tawbah? An-nadam. Feeling remorseful for the gunas that you make. What is our halat? Bachpan khel kood mein guzar gayi. Look at our life, analyze it. Bachpan khel kood mein guzar gayi. Jawani masti mein guzar gayi. Aur burhape susti mein guzar gayi. Dosto Azizo, make our life purposeful. Understand what Allah wants from us. Ey parwardigar, O Allah. میرے ان گناہوں کو بخش دے اللہ فگیو دو سنز آف مائنڈ جو میری دعاؤں کو قبول ہونے میں رکاوٹ بنی ہوئی ہے And حضرت مولانا جلال الدین رومی رحمت اللہ علیہ said very nice you see don't shine so others can see you don't shine so others can see you جی shine so that through you others can see اللہ رب العالمین حضرت مولانا جلال الدین رومی رحمت اللہ علیہ again said کہ او انسان before you talk before you utter a word let the sentence or that word go through three gates three security checks because حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said don't make a statement for which you have to apologize tomorrow be sure of what you have to say So Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali is saying, ki before you utter a sentence or a word, let that sentence or word go through three security checkpoints. The first one, he said, is it true what I'm saying? What statement I'm making, is it true? Number two, is it necessary for me to speak? Our akabirin and awliya Allah, when they had their mihfir, when they had their Majlis, many months or many times, you would find them remaining silent, not a word uttered. The silence was their ibadat, their tawakkul on Allah, their link with Allah Rabbul Alameen, heart to heart, nisbate ittihadi. This is what you want from your Shaykh. When you sit in the company of the pious awliya Allah, it is heart to heart, nisbate ittihadi. I don't have time to speak on that, those two Azizo. So Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah is saying that before you utter a word or a sentence, put it through three checkpoints. Number one, is it true? Because a lot of time we speak a lot of lies. It comes in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, when a person speaks a lie, there's a stench and a rotten smell that comes out of his mouth. Guna mein zillat hoti hai. Remember, the more guna you commit, there is absolutely disgrace. The day you commit guna, dosto Azizo, first of all, you'll find disobedience from your wife. You'll find disobedience from your children. You'll find disobedience from your staff. And even the animals that you have, they'll be disobedient to you. So, itaat mein rahat hoti hai, dosto Azizo. When you're obedient to Allah, Allah brings peace in your life. Brother Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah is saying, the third gate is that when you make a statement, be kind and polite. Speak softly with great love and great muhabbat. This is a month of Muharram shall commence. You and I need to make resolutions. If you look at the whole history of Islam, no time again, dosto azizo. Nihayat Ishqi Hussein. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed in the month of Muharram. And Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam also gave shahadat. Allah ta'ala asked Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice him. Islam is about sacrifice, qurbani. So we need to make a resolution. Ke first and foremost, ke hum Allah ta'ala ki ibadat mein lagenge. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki itaat mein. The obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third thing, khidmati khalq. Serve humanity, dosto azizo. This is the greatest khulasa of the Quran. In a nutshell, if you want to know what the Quran consists of, what's the message of Allah Rabbul Alameen in the Quran? So for my Allah Ta'ala ki ibadat karo, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki itaat karo, aur khidmati khalq mein lago. Be in the service of humanity. And to end it, dosto azizo. One day, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Abu Bakr, who's senior in age? It's obviously Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. But you see, when you have adab and you have respect, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said, Ya Rasulullah, aap mujhse akbar hai aur akram hai. Ya Rasulullah, you are senior and you are most honored. Meri umar bari hui hai. I have a long life. But Ya Rasulullah, you are Akbar and Akram. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, this is what I'm saying, those two Aziz, leadership in Islam. The point again is, when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala became Khalifatul Muslimin, he sat on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, if I do good, help me and promote me. And if I do wrong, correct me. This is a shan of a leader. This is what Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said when he became the Khalifatul Muslimin. If I do good, whatever I say, help me, stand with me, support me. Islam is about unity, dosto azizo. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold on to the rope of Allah. And if I do wrong, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is saying, then correct me, reform me. So alhamdulillah, if we have this type of leadership qualities in us, we can apply it in our businesses, in our homes, in society, and in so many places. In passing, those to Azizo, a sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm poverty stricken, I'm stressed, what must I do? Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a beautiful recipe and I want to leave it with you. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that sahabi, because you are poverty stricken, because you are sad and depressed, do three things. Number one, when you enter your house, make salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whether there is somebody in the house or not. Number two, read Durood Sharif once. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. And then read Surah Ikhlas once. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Three beautiful, simple sunnahs. Enter your house, make salam. Read Durood Sharif once. And Surah Ikhlas once. So the Sahabi took this wazifa and he read it for some days. After that, Rasulullah asked him when he met him, Kya hal hai tumhara abhi? What's your position now? He said, Wallahi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I read this wazifa with such commitment and I've seen so much of barakat in my home, not only in my home but in my neighbor's home also. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Let's make dua for the unity of the ummah, insha'Allahu ladeen. May Allah ta'ala make this gathering of the ulama a great success. Let khair and afiyat and leadership, insha'Allah, come out of it. And insha'Allah, Allah protect the entire ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.